thief is in truth. It's a big job for this world to come to peace, to work sincerely and openly, to achieve peace. It's a big job. I'll tell you right in the beginning of this speech, and I think I had most of my good Jewish friends, and they're still my friends. I don't know how, what I'm looking like in their eyes now, but they're still my friends. I won't break my friendship with them because they don't like what I'm saying nowadays. No, I'm wrong. There's no peace for three who represent military power and might, who represent the choice to use military. There's no hope that they will achieve peace. They're occupied with the thought that they can fight each other and achieve peace. And they can beat up on one another and achieve peace. The way to achieve peace is to not respond to a situation until you yourself and your soul are at peace with your decision. And I can't believe that President Bush, our president, that I respect, is at peace in his soul with what he's doing. I can't believe that the General Sharon is at peace in his soul. What are you doing? And all of us, the little guy that's being beat up on, I include him too. I don't believe he's at peace with what he's doing. If I was yet, I would refuse to use any material weapons. The Reverend Jesse Jackson went to him and gave him the best advice. If I was him, I would refuse to use any material weapons. Long ago, I would have told my people, don't pick up any material weapons. Let the world see the big guy doing this bad thing. And the way that the little guy can show up the big guy, just take a witness. Keep taking a witness. Don't hear anybody. The world is looking at what's going on. You can't defeat it. You can't win it. It's too big for you. That your weapons that you got, perhaps he could be able to you, or they came out from him by some route. I like when they were throwing stones. And I'll come over there and help them throw some stones.
All right.
We want peace. But before we can have peace, we have to have peace in our own soul. In our scripture, God says, he does not change or take the trouble off of people that's bothering them until they have a change in heart. They have to change what is bothering their soul. Then God will help them. Will help them. Isn't this the message of Christianity? Repent. First repent. And then receive the help of God. You can't receive this help and you're not repenting your wrongs. There is reported in the saying Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, that there was a man seen in the distance open area, with his hands stretched out up to the sky, pleading, begging us, and complaining, how come you leave me in this misery? And the saying of the prophet goes like this. It says, his clothing was halal. His behavior was halal. His speech was halal. All the things, every all his expression, halal. Halal means sinful. So this in Islam, halal. So how can he expect an answer from God when he is all halal? So that's the same. That's the same point. The same logic. You have to repent first. Come with a repenting heart, and then God will help you. This world is doing too much wrong to expect God's help. We have to first repent our wrong. And I think the answer is not far from us.
That's true.
And listen to Farmer had said, if we all be true to what we are invited to do, Judaism invites to righteousness. Christianity invites to righteousness. Islam invites to righteousness. Well, if we all be true to the invitation we are given, in our religion, peace is easy. Achieving peace is easy. Because peace is the lifeblood of the great religion. Yes, it is. Peace is the lifeblood. There is a caption in the Quran. The caption is righteousness. And under that caption, we know what righteousness is. The righteousness is neither turning your faces east nor west. Righteousness, I am explaining myself what I perceive this to be. Righteousness is not are neither in the rational sciences nor in the spiritual sciences. But righteousness is in the doing of pleasing God and in the doing of good by your fellow man. That's righteousness. We did it for the foot of the knee. So how can we say we're righteousness and we're allowing and contributing to the misery that my leader, Dr. William Vinson, has mentioned to us that's going on in Africa, and we know that that's not only the one place where that misery, similar miseries in all over the world. In Asia, certainly in the Middle East, where that conflict continues to go on there. With all these miseries and all the neglect of human life, and all the wealth that exists in wealthy America, in wealthy Saudi Arabia, and a few other very wealthy, powerful, help nations and wealth out from all the misery. Peace is in sharing so that all benefit and have a better life. This is Christianity. This is Islam. Peace is something that we can get from uninformed, uneducated human beings. even from animals. They're animals that like to come to the rescue of a suffering animal. It has been reported that even an animal that can't even speak the language of the other animal, he's not of that family, not of that species. He sees an animal suffering, they have seen animals of another species, not that kind of animal, go and show sadness and try to do something to seek and get response from that suffering animal. Go to the aid of another animal. We can speak, we have the same human language. Black, white, yellow, no matter what our color. We can speak to each other. We can learn the language of the other. And we can speak to the other. We can speak any language another human being speaks if we want to. So we can communicate. We can have one language. And we see this misery all over the world. And not moving to do it, to do something to change this subject this year. We are not righteous. We are wicked. And there is no peace for the wicked. I think that's written in Scripture. God says in our Scripture, certainly we have made honorable the sons of Adam. What does that mean? God says every human person has been made honorable by his or her creator. And God also says that he has created us for his mercy. All people are created for God's mercy. Can we bring the world of nations, especially their leaders, to respect this? This is not only something that God has revealed in religion. The secular world, our political leaders, the good ones, they stress too for this kind of respect from the nations of the world. The wife of President Roosevelt, Eleanor Roosevelt, she is known in the history of this nation for going throughout the world promoting respect for human life. She advanced the awareness of the need to support human rights in the international world. She did that. It's just our nature to want good treatment for human beings. It's in our nature to respect human life. So a world that is not respecting human life, a country that is not respecting human life, it is really outside and distant from its own true nature. From its own true nature. And I can want to say to you that we find this kind of compassion even in animals. For a life that they don't even belong to. A human being can be suffering, and a dog will come and moan and try to get some adult to come and help this poor human being. A dog! I want to say to the world of civilization, you should stop calling people dogs and monkeys. They are better than us. Dogs and monkeys are better than the world I live in.
Go ahead, brother.
And I'll put it to the universe exists to support fair and just conclusions.
Yes.
God didn't make this material being, this vast universe of stars and moons, stars and suns and moons, etc. And this earth He didn't make it so that it would support unfairness, support injustice. No. God says he made it to support fairness and justice. And we find that without religion being respected by most of our cultures, without religion being respected by most of our national leaders, that's not bad. The march of justice continues. The environment itself is making demands on our behavior. The world that God made is making demands on our behavior. And is making demands on the behavior of our national leaders. They didn't decide the population growth. It's out of their hands. So now the world is all being mixed. People are all mixing. They're not separated by distances like they used to be, by oceans and vast stretches of land. No! They're all brought together. And God promises what? That there's going to be a gathering of all of you. He promises a great gathering. Well, we may look at this spiritually and look at this by interpretations of scripture, etc., and see it in many ways. But let's look at the plain truth, reality, the plain common sense truth that's of what matters. The physical reality itself. We're feeding on it. We are multiplying in numbers. We are coming together because there's not enough room to stay apart. That's the world that God made is marshaling in His plan and driving us to His conclusion. He has conclusions and He's driving us to those conclusions.
That's true.
There's no room now to stay away from a black man. There's no room on earth to get away from a black man. Don't give the civil rights advocates and everything, don't give them too much credit. You've been taking some of the credit away from God. They've got to stay up themselves. Nothing they can do about it. They've got to come to grips with the issues and the problems. No way to stay anymore. Mohammed the Prophet told us that God has inscribed excellence upon everything. Excellent.
Yes.
So if we will believe that their spirit is inherent, meaning that they were born with it, the world wouldn't give it to them, like our Constitution says, or like the introduction to the Constitution says, we are all endowed certain feelings of rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we are equal under our God's creator, created equal. This is a recognition of property and value that no one, not even your government, can deny you because you're born with it. You're born with it, God gave it to you. So if the world of leaders can recognize the inherent honor and the inherent excellence of every human person, that means you're performing in accordance with the best that God has made for you.
That's right.
No, you're deaf to it. And the public work is the creation mostly of the spiritual seeds and vices. And with them is the commercial leaders that are driven by greed. And they reach us with influence. With influence from corporate and influence it from commercial interests. And they give us the picture of ourselves that they want us to have. So soon you don't even know your own self. You're completely out of touch with your inherent honor. You're completely out of touch with your inherent excellence. Right. Give me the help. And the help is the God. Both for Christians and for Muslims, the help is the God. And it's not God says, and take the best help. Why don't we use just human intelligence? You don't have to believe in God either. You got to do what it does. You can reason. You can think. So if you have a choice to be a happy dog or a great man, what is your choice? So make a better choice. You don't have to believe in God. Just make a better choice. And if you make better choices, then you will connect with the group of human life, the historical growth of human life. Yes, a baby grows up to be adult. A baby society grows up to be adult too. Grows up from behaving like a baby to behaving like an adult. A society. The army like Muhammad, he showed us that we are the baby. Nation of Islam in the meaning that we're not yet grown up. That we are still subject to baby thinking. That we are still subject to baby thinking. That we are still subject to baby dependency on men that are not black. And he wanted to get us to understand that reality and want to grow up to be adult Muslims and an adult Muslim society or an adult Muslim nation, not a baby one. Allah is great. They have a lot. That's why that is the rest. Allah wants not hardship for evil. And yet we find our life is so difficult. If God doesn't want all this hardship for us, who puts it on us? We're making more money in the hardship than keep it free. Used to be that we expect so much but a self-divided man to go out to work and pay for the rent, pay for the food, pay for the clothes, take care of the wife and the children and everything. Now we got to have the man, his wife, his baby too. Going on something to pay the bills. So let it get harder and harder, harder and harder, while we grow more and more. We say in science, technology, etc., greatest nation on earth. But science gets more burdensome with each day that passes because of something the inherently wrong in this society. But not just in this society, in the whole world. In the whole world, something is terribly wrong. We have to repent. Peace is insincere. Peace is in righteousness. Peace is in respect for that is due respect. That your intelligence tells you is due respect, and you don't respect me, you can't have peace. There's so much disrespect now in the family. You speak to your child, and it's been going on so long, and they have so much support in the world for it. You accept it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I ain't gonna bother you no more. You're a 8-year-old child keeping your butt, and you tell them, I ain't gonna bother you no more. Something's wrong. Something's very wrong. Allah was not hardship for people. Rather, Allah wants that we be purified. It is in human nature to want to be purified. A baby cries. The mother goes to check to see why my baby keeps crying. She goes there and she finds filth on the baby. This baby is not old enough, not strong enough, not progressed enough in age to even know what nasty means. But it already knows that nasty should be on my butt. God gave it that sense. God gave it that sense to want to be clean.
down. Sit down. Why are you going to be nasty? Why are you upstairs to be nasty? Ladies don't want to be nasty. They're cold enough this to know that milk shouldn't be on this. Something is terribly wrong.
He can fall, be changed.
Yes, sir.
Almost like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But we first have to have that instant change in our own hearts. The Christian has a sign in Jesus Christ as the Savior of all mankind. They have a sign. We have a sign in the house that we make pilgrimage to once a year. God says, in that house, that is a house built